Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Glenn Tonser. We're talking about the latest on beef demand. We're back with Dr. Tonser in just a moment.
Are you looking for something unusual or hard to find? Well, you just might find it on HighBid.com. It's the online auction site for, well, just about everything. HighBid.com has estate sales, closeouts, liquidations, even government-seized vehicle auctions. And it's easy to bid on office furniture, antiques, sports memorabilia, restaurant equipment, motorboats, and even arcade games. You can search for items by name or just simply see where the next page takes you. Visit HighBid.com. That's HIBID.com. And find what you're looking for today.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years. And I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our town and country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual's town and country policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics. Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Glenn Tonser with us today and says that this last week, not particularly a good week as far as either wholesale box beef trade or cash cattle prices.
Cutout pulled back hard. We didn't see as much of a pullback on cattle prices, whether it's on the board or cash, but I think we may be setting some pressure up for this coming week on that front. And I think it spills over from food service is kind of mothballed. We're hinging on retail demand. We're going to keep doing that for the weeks ahead. The only bright spot in that cutout report I kind of gave you was the rib primal is still up, and it's carrying the day, so to speak, but it's the minority of pounds that we get off each animal, so that's important to monitor.
Dr. Tonser says that right now, as we hit the holiday season, we're struggling just a little bit as far as our beef prices are concerned. He's not totally certain if it's just seasonal pressure or maybe a little bit more than that going on.
Yeah, my gut tells me it's the typical seasonal and some more. I hope we don't have fatigue from at-home cooking that we've had for several months, but that could be building as we speak. There's definitely protest against shutdowns and so forth at home, and that can spill over into less optimism and paying up for lots of things. I hope that's not occurring. It may not be because the rib values are up. So, I mean, that is evidence people are paying up for, I'll call it the celebration holiday meal. What's maybe more concerning to me is the pullback on the other primals. So chuck being back 3%, over that same period since November kicked in. Brisket down 5%. That's probably a little more seasonal. Just grills are shut down. That's probably a lot of that. But we use a lot of hamburger all year long, right? So ground and chuck pulling back is concerning because those two primals, because they give us where we get our ground beef, have been a key part of this COVID experience, and I think it's important to watch them the next few weeks.
One positive right now in the pipeline, we seem to be pretty well current.
Yeah, we're within 1,000 or 2,000 head out of, 665,000 head a week of being on par with the prior week and the prior year. So by that metric, yes, we're on, we're caught up, so to speak. I think that's great. We're not out of the woods. I don't want to, say that every time we're on here, but it is important. Take note what I just said is the cutout pulled back, but cattle prices didn't pull back quite as hard this past week. That in no small part is because we're still running these facilities hard. Had we pulled back the facility operation due to labor and COVID challenges and so forth, we'd have a lot more downward pressure on those cattle prices, and that hasn't happened at least as of mid-December. Obviously, I hope we get through the winter without occurring, and that's why I bring it up, is it's a good news story that we've managed to get those volumes up and sustain them. I hope we can make it to warm weather in the spring and keep that up.
Dr. Glenn Tonser. And according to the Daily Livestock Report, one of the keys to keeping those slaughter numbers up moving through the beef pipeline has been keeping our processing plants running very close to levels of a year ago. In fact, according to the analysis put together by the Daily Livestock Report, 19 of the top 20 beef packing plants are in counties that have fewer COVID cases compared to 2 weeks ago. That's an encouraging trend and helping keep the processing pipeline flowing very well. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Superior Livestock's final video auction of the year coming Thursday, December 17th, broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 997, SLA TV, and SuperiorClickToBid.com, 8 a.m. start time, 25,000 plus to sell, 6,200 yearling steers, 4,500 yearling heifers, and over 11,000 weaned calves. If you like details when a lot will sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 1-800-422-2117. Merry Christmas from Superior Livestock. Previous Beef Buzz reports up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Click on the Beef Buzz button on the left-hand side of any page. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.